Do you remember that? Like, a lot of times children would want lights on in their room at night because they'd be, in the old days, a lot of
they're scared.
Yeah, probably more so than that. A person that leaves a lot of money lying around on a table and goes off and just leaves the door unlocked, you'd say that person was really
asking trouble.
Yeah. And a person that a person that doesn't pay much attention when they're driving, you'd say that person's really who doesn't really look at stop signs and doesn't pay too much attention to stop lights, you'd say that
they're not very careful.
And opposite of careful, I guess, would be careless.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be you'd say that person would be a
real careless.
Have you ever heard people talk about a person who acts sort of peculiar? Have you ever heard them say that person acts queer?
Yes.
More probably, how would they use that? They'd say,
Well, you know, if they just didn't act just like the normal person, they'd say that they acted queer.
And, like if a person was about to lose their temper, they'd say, now just
keep your hat on.
If you were, like, if you've been working hard, you might come in, like, if you've been out in the cotton fields and say, you know, that you're just really, I'm just really
tired.
Yeah,
something
like that. Now, a person was sick, and, like, if you heard that they were sick and heard that it started like Thursday or something, you'd say, well, on Thursday that person must have, you should say, got sick or took sick or
got sick.
Mm-hmm. And now if a person was to sit in a, like in the wintertime, sit in a draft, you might say, now you better watch out or you're gonna
catch a cold.
Yeah. and if a person had a cold so that their voice sounded like this, you'd say their voice was really, it was all
scratchy.
Scratchy, or would they have used the word hoarse? Would that have been say?
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. His voice is really
hoarse.
And this type, you know, a cough where you're just real strong like that, they call that
real strong cough.
Like a hacking.
Yeah, hacking cough would be but hacking cough is one that just.
Oh, that would be a hacking cough.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you can't hear anything at all, you'd say that you're stone
deaf.
And do you know what? Remember those they call it those sores that would have a head on them that would be.
Risins.
Mm-hmm. And then that stuff that would come out of them, they'd call it.
That was the core. It had a core in it, you know.
Well, now, if a person had some kind of infection in their hand and their hand got bigger than it ought to be, you know, they'd say, well, my hand
swollen.
And like in a war, if somebody got shot, they'd say it was a bullet. Said they got a bullet
wound.
Do you ever remember anything called proud flesh?
Yes.
What would that mean?
Well, that was if you got a cut or something and it didn't heal and the flesh in there sort of decayed, and it's called proud flesh.
Well, now, if you got a cut on your finger, what would they paint?
Oh, we use coil oil for everything.
Oh, you use coil oil for everything?
That was our main doctor.
That was your main
doctor.
Your main medicine. Mm-hmm. Well, do you remember when they first started using that sort of brown looking stuff that would sting if you paint
iodine?
Yeah. And what about for malaria? What would they give?
Calomel.
Oh gosh.
Mama gave us
kind of
Mama gave us a round of calomel every year. It didn't make any difference whether we needed it or not.
Whether you need it or not, you got that.
We got chill tonic and calomel, and now sometimes we took quinine.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Oh,